Okay, all I wanted to say is this is a very, 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 and I said that enough, unusual prophecy. I hope it does well. I hope it's shared. It's way out there as far as I'm concerned, but it goes with what I'm going to read, which is I'm in Revelation chapter 6, verses. Do you want me to go just 15 or do you want me to go a little farther?
Do what you think is best.
I think 15 will cover it because I want you to, you know, to do this. And maybe we'll talk about this one a little bit because this is a hair raiser, I think. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Don't mind me. I'm trying to fix my shirt here. Okay.
Whoa. Holy Spirit.
Yes. Okay, you're up.
Okay, I got this prophecy. Was it yesterday morning?
Yes, you did, because I was on the way to the doctor's.
Yesterday morning, July 7th, 7-7-2023. Now, I was hearing a few phrases in this, I'm going to say, for about a week, and I wasn't getting anything. I thought I was done.
Well, this is a... I said again, just go. I don't want to interrupt you. Go on.
I called it a doozy.
It's
okay, here
different.
We go. Worldwide calamity is at the door. Sudden destruction, panic, and chaos will ensue. The rich men will hide in their underground caves. They have prepared for this time. They have provided the scientists with their DNA, making sure the human race survives the catastrophic events about to take place. Well, I have the Holy Spirit everywhere. The rich men will use their own technology to make themselves one with machines. A new man will be born, a man who will live forever. No longer will women be needed to reproduce. This is an abomination to I am. My eyes see everything. Man wants to be God. I will do what I have done in the past. I will use my creation to destroy. All right, let me just scroll down here.
Fire, right, rain, wait. Wind.
Okay, wait, I'm just scrolling down.
Yeah, I just want to be sure you pick up at the right spot.
All right, let's see. Okay. I will use my creation to destroy fire, rain, wind, earthquakes, volcanoes, hail, brimstone, and darkness. Men on earth, you have gone too far. I am going to correct you. Repent and return to me now.
Well, it's men of earth, not on earth, but it has the same meaning. So I just say that. Yeah, that's a triple hair raiser, and we'll come up with a good title for this one. Here's my first question, and we have a couple minutes, so we're going to talk about this one a little bit. So does that mean the people that are the rich men, is this going to be men? There's not going to be women anymore because you don't need them anymore because of this? That's my question. I know you don't know the answer, but that's the first.
But that's what it sounds like in here.
Yes. Yes, it does, doesn't it? It sounds like the men are providing their DNA. They're in their caves. They already have a plan. And,
the plan does not include, well, you see what's going on. It doesn't include women to reproduce. They already figured it out, and they're doing it.
Right.
And the same thing with the making themselves one with machines. That is Elon Musk's plan all along.
Well, is this the artificial intelligence? There's my next question.
Yes,
I say
AI.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, so I mean, we usually don't comment on this.
And it's out there and scary. The first thing I thought of course, was the stupid Terminator movie. Like, oh my, is this going to really happen? They always prepare us before they do something. I'm shocked.
And I just want to apologize. I just stuck my hand in front of the camera, but you were sliding, and I wanted to make sure everybody heard you, so I moved the phone over a little bit more. We're okay. All right, let's do we could do the prayer of Jabez, and we could do the about the revenge, the day of vengeance.
Yes, because I always forget to do that.
That's why I want to do this right now, so we be sure we get it out of the way.
I'm going to do the day of vengeance. On September 24th, 2022, the Lord called me to proclaim the day of vengeance of our Lord is at hand. So you might want to Google that if you don't know what that is.
Well, all you have to do is look at fire, rain, wind, and earthquakes. Does that sound familiar? And I mean, just to comment back, I mean, I don't know which prophecy it was. Might be the last one. I get, you know, they all kind of go together, but yes. You know, the plagues of Egypt.
Volcano is waking up in Italy. I think that's what it was. And I actually have a prophecy on an earthquake in Italy.
And we see the smoke from Canada. We see where that's going. And I think this is all a precursor of what is going to happen.
Yes.
I mean, you see the artificial intelligence. I mean, the signs are there. I mean, come on, open your eyes. I mean, really, see what's going on.
Open your eyes. It's repent and be baptized in the name of
that's
Jesus.
That's opening your eyes. That's Acts 2:38.